Didi, opening up a new corporate research center in California. Didi Labs, to focus mostly on artificial intelligence and intelligent driving technologies, as well as on the heels of Didi obtaining its first local online operating license in Tianjin this past week. For more on the move, we're joined on the line by Mike Bastian, director of the China Business Center at Southampton Solent University in the UK. Mike, thanks for taking a few moments with us. Well, let's talk about Didi's move to set up shop in California. Is it just because they want to get close to the kids in Silicon Valley, or are there other larger ambitions at play here?
I think it's both, but there certainly are larger ambitions, as you say. I think this is the thin end of the wedge. I think it confirms DD's ambition to develop a world-class research network, a real nexus of leading scientists and engineers, and I think this will expand rapidly.
Now, that would, of course, presume that Didi is going to try and shift itself, divest itself out of just ride-hailing and into other areas such as AI and internet for vehicles and things of this nature. Does the company though have the available assets to do this sort of thing? And how much of a risk is the company facing in sort of taking this potentially costly next move?
Well, if it moves too quickly and large capital investment is necessary, and that probably is the case, then the risk could be quite high. And perhaps it's not that well placed to actually launch into these businesses, AI-based security, self-driving cars, on its own. But I think this initiative in California, this research network initiative, is just a step in their growth to expedite this growth process, so they will be in a position in the near future.
I've had a few discussions with people, experts such as yourself, about the ride sharing and the sharing technology, the sharing sector here in China. Of course, it's really blown up over the past few years, with Didi, of course, taking the big run on the ride sharing side. Now you've got the bike sharing thing taking place here in China as well. Is this a sustainable business model in your estimation? And I mean, these are getting a lot of big money investment. A lot of these companies are. How sustainable is this, though, as a broader business model in your estimation?
I think it is. I think if you look at Didi, they've expanded very, very quickly, but they've expanded across a large number of Chinese cities. So it's not just a